We continue our learning. Lishmas David ben Menachem Moshe Micham Yaakov bePinuchav Zaliya. We're in Erechin Perek Beis Mishnah Hain. Ein po chasin mishisha tlaim hamuvukarin belishkas hatlaim. The Mishnah begins by teaching us that in one another we continue the pattern. We don't have less than this and not more than that. There were never less than six lambs that were inspected that were in the lishkas hatlaim, in the special chamber where we kept the tlaim, the lambs, for the purposes of the Karbon Hatamin. Now, what is this based on? So the Baratunur explains, Hai Tana Sava Tikavasim Shel Tmidim. Tana of this Mishra holds that the sheep of the Karbon Hatamin shall Benar in the morning, Baboka and Ben Harbaim, to Unim Bikur Mimum Arba Oyomim Kodim Shchidasan. They need to be inspected from a mum, from blemishes, for 4 days before the Shchita. Where do we have, what's the precedent of 4 days? Dumya de Pesach Mitzrayim. Isn't that what happened in Mitzrayim? Shaya mikhol mi be'asur. They took the animal on the 10th of Nisan, u'shchitasa ba'basar. And on the 14th is when they shechted it. And what does Pesach have to do with the Korban HaTamid? V'deyalef mo'ado ha'amur b'tmidim tishmeru la'akriv li b'mo'ado mi mo'ado ha'amur b'Pesach. We have a gzera shav. It says mo'ado when it comes to the Korban HaTamid. It says mo'ado when it comes to the Korban Pesach. In fact, we learn from there as well that both are Doche Shabbos. You do them on Shabbos, Mo'ado, in its proper time. So we connect the two, Hilkach. So therefore, if that's true, we need 4 days to make sure they're inspected. So how do you now have the number six? Where do you get the number six from? So he explains, Hilkach Kodem Yom Chinuch, before the days of inauguration of the Mishkan. So when we started, Arba Ayamim Mevakrin Shmonet Tzolayim, four days before. The Yom Chinuch, they would inspect 8 sheep, v'nosnim belishkas hatlam, and they place them in this particular chamber. So that's 8. Where do we get 6? So he explains, uv'yom chinuch notlim shnayim litminim. So on that day of inauguration, the first day when the Mishkan began, day 1, they took 2 out of those 8 from the lishka for the Karban HaTamid. V'nisharusham shisham uvukarim, and then there were 6 left. So that's what it means. There's a minimum. We don't have less than 6. 6 had to be there. Ulachar came kodem alayla mevakrim shnayim notlim sham. Then, before the night came, they would inspect another 2 and place them there, and there would be 8. But even though there would be 8 now, there was a time period where there were 6, but there were never less than 6. So that's how, and that's how it went on forever. Notlim shnayim v'nostim shnayim, until there was no longer a Beis HaMikdash. They would take 2 to use as a karbon, and then bring in later on that day, that night, another 2. So therefore, they would have always a minimum of 6. And then the Mishnah says, "Kedei l'Shabbos v'lishnei yomim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah." For the purposes of Shabbos, enough for Shabbos, and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara explains that this is not here to teach us anything halachic. It's here, as the Baratunur says, "Simana ba'ol manaka." This is just a simon. It is a mnemonic to remember how many tlaim did they have again? So kedei l'Shabbos and kedei l'shnei yomim tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. So how does that remind me that there were 6? So the Baratunur tells you, I'll tell you how. Let's say you'd have it where Shabbos and the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah would happen together. So here you would have, let's say, Shabbos first, and then we don't have this today on our calendar, but it would be a Shabbos, and then the first day of Rosh Hashanah would be Sunday, second day of Rosh Hashanah would be Monday. What would happen? The Karbanos of Tuesday would, Shabbos was Shabbos, obviously, then Sunday is first day of Rosh Hashanah, and then Monday is second day of Rosh Hashanah, so you'd have to prepare the Tuesday Karbanos Tamid, which was the first day of Chol after Rosh Hashanah, way before, all the way before Shabbos. I can't do that the day before, because the day before is second day of Rosh Hashanah. Therefore, in such a case, a scenario, you would have 4 days before the Shechita, you would have the inspection. So this is where you always do it. So the way to remember how many days before you need to do, we have 6 tlaim, yes, and you know you need to inspect them 4 days before, remember Shabbos and 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. What would you have to do in such a scenario? You'd have to inspect them 4 days before, so the same thing here. And then the Mishnah says, Umosifin ad la'olam. So this is what we said. You can't have less than 6, but it says, Umosifin ad la'olam, You can introduce, you can have as many, as long as they're inspected properly, yeah, they're mevukarin, as many as you like in the Lishkas HaTalarim, as many sheep as you want. And then we move on in Pochas and Nishtei, Chatzot, Rosumosif, and Ala Ola. We don't have less than two trumpets, and you can have as many trumpets as you like. Gemara doesn't tell you why you need a minimum of two trumpets. The possibility Tosus Yontov explains is, it says, Uschatem b'chatzot ros. In plural, the minimum of chatzot is two, or Aseh lecha shtei chatzot ros. But it doesn't mean you can't have more. Umosif and Ala Olam, as the Mishnah says, you can have as many as you like. But it happens to be the Gemara in Daf Yud Gimel says you really can't have as many as you like. You can only have up to 120. Says the Baratunura, the Gemara Mefarish Ad Meir Ve'esem, and quotes the pasuk from Divrei Ha'am in Beis Perakeh, where it says, he quotes Shenemar, V'imahem Kohanim L'Meir Ve'esrim Mechatzrim B'chatzotzros. So there were, how many people were blowing? There were Kohanim who were blowing 120 trumpets. So what does that mean? The simple reading of the Mishnah is that most of you can have as many as you like. The same, you can have as many sheep as you like and have as many trumpets as you like. So why are we limited to 120? So maybe it really doesn't mean you can have as many as you like. Mosif and Alola means a lot. You can have a lot, but you can't have more than 120 based on the Pasuk in the Vayyamim. And others claim that, oh no, you can have as many as you like, but to have more than 120 is not going to add at all to anything. 120 is certainly enough. You have sometimes an orchestra at some point. Okay, it's enough. You don't need any more. And the same thing would be as well. Then the Mishnah says regarding harps, Ein pochasin mitisha kinoros umosifin ala ola. And when it comes to harps, you shouldn't have less than nine. Rashi doesn't. We don't know really why this is. Rashi has said this in the past. Some of these numbers, we don't really know why. Mefarshim explain that maybe it's because the Chachamim knew music a little bit. They knew how much, how many instruments were appropriate, how many would ruin the would be too much. Tafas to rebelot tafas. That maybe too much is not going to be good. So because of that, that's how they came up with these numbers. So no less than nine harps. Umosivin al ba'olam, but you can have as many as you like. Remember, they played instruments with other instruments. So how many would we say? Maybe they would be, if you didn't have nine, they would be drowned out by other instruments. And the bud can have as many as you like. And when it comes to cymbals, so there's only one cymbal. Why only one cymbal? So more than that, maybe so it's so loud, it can startle a person, and it maybe ruin the voices of the people who are singing. So one is sufficient based on the pasuk va'asaf b'mil'tam tziltayim mashmiya. This is in Divrei Ha'amim Aleph Perek Tezayin. Asaf, he was a Levi, and he played the cymbals. It was only one, so that's tziltal is only going to be levad. Perek Beis Mishnah Vav Ein Pochasen Mishneim Asar Leviim. How many Levim should be on the platform, on the duchen, in playing the instruments? There should be a minimum, no less than 12. Well, we should know that number. Based on the previous Mishnah, you have the harps. We have nine playing harps. We have two playing the lyres and one playing the cymbals. So that's, based on the previous Mishnahs, that should be the minimum. This has a source as well. The pasuk in Divrei Hayomim Aleph Perek Chavhei has 24 groups of Leviim, moving musicians, who are served in the Beis Hamikdash at the time of David, and it says regarding them, Hu ve'echav uvanav shnei masar. So there it tells you the cymbals and the lyres, the harps, and it says, so it amounted to, the number was 12. So that is the source. Now, why don't we mention the people who are blowing the trumpets? So those were Kohanim. And the people who blew the chalilim, the flutes, also now counted, because the flute, if you remember, we learned in the past, was only blown 12 days a year, special days, and not a Yom Tovim, etc., and not every single day. So that's it. We have not less than 12 aladuchin on the platform, umosifin ad la'olam. And there's no upper limit to the Imam Levim who can be part of playing the music. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein katan nichnas la azara la avoda ela b'shal shahalaviim omni bashir." Katan doesn't serve, so we have a levi, and he's a katan. He's not allowed to enter the azara to participate in any service at all. What would he do? So he could maybe lock the doors. He could sweep a little bit. He could only do that when the levim were there, standing and singing. And not only that, he could also join them in the singing, as we will explain. V'lo hayu omrim b'nevel v'chinor. So let's finish again. Ein katan nichnas la'azara la'avoda ela b'shal shehalevim omdim bashir. Only the time that the levim were standing could they enter. And then v'lo hayu omrim b'nevel v'chinor ela b'peh k'dei litein tevel b'ne'ima. And when we said that the katanim could be involved, so they can only involved in singing in order to give, to spice up, literally, the ni'ima. They give a pleasant sound and maybe add harmony to whatever it may be, to the singing. But it's only bepet, but not b'nevel v'chinor. They were not even a child who knows how to play instruments. They're certainly not as skilled as the adults. They would only add as vocalists. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ein olim leminyan ve'ein omdin ala duchen. He says these ketanim who came, they didn't count as the number, which means we had we spoke about the number of levim that we need to the minimum number. The ketanim don't count to that minimum number. Ve'ein omdin ala duchen, and nor would they stand on the platform itself, the ketanim, when they helped and joined in the singing. Ela baratzahar omdin, they would stand on the ground. Ve'rashein mibein raglei halevim, and their heads would be between the legs of the levim. And then the Mishnah says, ve'tzorei halevim hayu nikroim. They were called the people who caused tzar, tormented the levim. Now, why would they, the ketanim, be tzorei the levim who were adults? Some explain because the Bartanur here says, So they would the adults would be upset because they couldn't sing. They couldn't their voices were not as pleasant as that of the children. So they couldn't. They were the children's voices were sweeter. And others claim that the tzar was that because everyone needed to sing on the same key. Because the ketanim were singing on such a high key, it was tzar for the adults to try to keep to that same key, but they had to in order for the song to sound nice.